Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, October 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The pandemic and pessimism about the prospects for additional stimulus pushed U.S. stocks sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 650 points, or 2.3%, closing at 27,685. It was the Dow's biggest one-day drop since September 3rd. The Nasdaq closed 189 points lower, or 1.6%, and the S&P 500 finished down 65 points, or nearly 1.9%. Here's our markets reporter, Michael Wurstorn.
Investors got certainly a dose of reality on Monday, where it seemed to become less and less likely that Congress will, and the White House, will ultimately reach a deal ahead of the election on further stimulus. And this also comes at a time when we're looking at near-record cases in terms of the coronavirus and fresh concerns as to whether this is all going to mean another lockdown for the economy.
Among today's biggest decliners were travel and leisure stocks. Shares of Royal Caribbean were down 9.6%. United Airlines was off 7%. And Marriott International lost 5.6%. U.S. crude oil futures fell 3.2% to $38.58 a barrel. A ceasefire in Libya has led analysts to project the country's output will double in the next month to 1 million barrels a day. And shares of Dunkin' Brands, parent of the Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts chains, rose 16%. The company says it's held early talks to go private in an acquisition by Inspire Brands, owners of the Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Jimmy John's restaurant chains. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.